L.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Top 5 of 5 coming up in a second. So, I just thought of something, actually. Guys, there's a video floating around on the internet of Shannon Sharp. Apparently, he left his Instagram Live on, and it sounds like people are having, like, intercourse.
Artist wood I had ever touched.
So, and he is saying he was hacked, so on and so forth. But yeah. I think it seems fake. And here's why I think it's fake. The video is like 2 minutes long. There's no way.
Well,
whoever has... What is the guy, a superhero?
Exactly.
There's no way. All right.
So you don't believe it was hacked?
No, I don't believe it was hacked.
Yeah.
Come on,
Unc.
Well, he's...
Well, listen.
Look.
If he got to turn the IG live off.
Yeah. Look, it happens. Look, he's a grown man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or he accidentally
man.
Left it on purpose.
Yeah, look, maybe he wants to show off.
Trying to run the numbers up?
Let everyone know. Like, look, I'm that guy.
Look, you as somebody who believes in the...
Conspiracy.
The conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Would not be a bad idea to run the numbers up. I want to listen to Nightcap tonight.
Should we maybe do that with the WIP Afternoons Twitter account?
Yeah.
Go live?
Yeah, let Jack go.
Yep.
Wow.
When you need number 3, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it. Come on.
Each the five.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Not a stamina's man. Anyway, the top 5 at 5 today.
Overrated stamina. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
What a happy today. And it has to do with, listen, after week 1, we have to reassess where we are as a station and as a show.
Okay.
So what I have for you is Stockwatch after week 1
okay.
on WIP personnel.
On WIP personnel.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Number 5 is Brian Baldinger.
Wow.
Who we love dearly.
Yep.
Stock's down.
Oh,
and I'm wondering if he got the transfer of the worm from Elliot, and he is now in sole possession of the worm.
He was in Brazil.
I know.
Where Elliot was.
Yep.
Maybe Elliot takes the worm out. The worm is like slivering around, winds up in Baldy's ear. Everybody at NovaCare thinks they're talking to Elliot. They're actually talking to Baldy.
I put out a video. It was a good throw. It was a good decision.
Fall down.
Yep.
Fall down. Wow.
Yep.
Listen, can't believe Baldy's stock goes down.
We are team accountability.
Here we are.
Okay. Here on the afternoon show. Number 4 is Corey in Columbus. Now, this was put together before his call today, but I'm still going to have his stock is up because for his first 2 calls of the week, he was truthful.
And then
the last 2 days, completely lying to make himself feel better.
Well, you know what I think happened with Corey? You know, I don't know, it was like a month and a half ago, I come in and I'm like, hey, this Jalen training camp has me turned. I feel like he's going to have a great season. Yeah. And then I took literally...
That didn't last long.
Well, I took literally 2 calls from Hurts people, and I was like, all right, I'm out. You guys can't do this to me.
Yeah, it's killer.
So I think what happened to Corey was he came over to the dark side for a second. He realized he didn't want to be associated with people like me and Jack.
Yeah.
So he ran back to the other side.
Yeah. I mean, I had the same epiphany.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're you're normally pro-jailing guys.
Yep.
You can't ignore what happened Friday night.
No.
But at the same time, you're like, all right, I've complained enough. Let me move on.
Yes.
Let me move on to get back to supporting him for next week. So.
Can't be with those haters.
Yeah. I don't want to be associated with you too.
Yeah,
right.
Stay on that side. Why would you? Somebody should just finally save you.
Well, I know, finally. From those 2 clowns.
I didn't even start that. Don't start that again.
Although I do love that RC called in. He's like, Ike, I know you play the game, and the 2 guys you're with, like, they're pretty good football guys too.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll take pretty good football guys.
Yeah.
You know, in my evolution, I'll take it.
For sure.
Yeah.
The third stock watch to get to is Spike.
Uh-oh.
I'm keeping his stock at even.
Even.
Not up, not down, because there's strong cases on both.
Okay.
Because I believe I was going to have your stock down because of the Eagles prediction you got completely wrong. You went 1-3 in your picks. You lost in fantasy. So that was stock down.
Okay.
But your stock comes right back up with the Bryce Harper situation last night.
Thank you.
On the campaign of get Spike a ring. So yeah. I had to keep it at even on your stock.
Nah. No good. I think stock is up.
Whoa!
I would say more up than down.
Yeah, I think his stock is up. Are you kidding me? The guy takes a beating because he's pointing out the truth to us for 2 months. We don't want to acknowledge it, right? And all of a sudden, when it's blatantly in our face, we have to acknowledge it. I think I'm just saying, I'm not in control of your rankings or
whatever. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm just saying my vote, your stock should be up, Spike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I think the price thing was, I mean, you had L.A., you had Kruk, you had everybody that's associated, any post-game.
Had Topper.
Are you kidding me? You had me over here.
Yep.
I even had to get over there and get on Bryce a little bit.
And you had Bryce was thinking of you when he wasn't running the first
base. And he responded. I think stock should be up, Spike.
And hitting me for my Eagles prediction, I said 37-31 Packers.
Yeah, but you said they're not going to punt. You're a little over the top about the defense.
All right, fair. I was getting scared about the defense. I'll take my beating there. All right, I appreciate that, Ike. Thank you for having my back.
Number two on Stock Watch is, and this is a yearly tradition since 2022, but OG Wade's stock is down, of course. I mean, just blatant lie after blatant lie.
Yes.
Threats on the phone.
Yeah.
A lot of MFers.
By the way, he's got a bad phone now all of a sudden.
Well, that's what happens when Jalen starts playing bad. Is he goes back to his burner phone that doesn't work as well.
Yeah, it's all crackly. He's going in and out.
Yeah.
I feel like he's driving through a tunnel every time he calls. Okay, yeah, stock way down. Stock way down.
Way down. Way down. But the number one person on Stock Watch is me. My stock is up. 3-1 in picks. Everyone finally seeing what I see in Jalen.
What are you talking about?
Finally. Someone's been talking about speaking the truth.
Also, your
it's been a year and a half.
Your Eagles pick was fraudulent. It
was
a lie.
It was not fraudulent.
You didn't believe they were going to win.
It did.
You didn't.
Didn't expect them to win. Hope they won. What ended up being right. My football stock is 100% up.
I can't believe you put yourself in Stockwatch and made it up. You're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Only child Fritz over there.
Yep. Never a doubt.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Only Child. Hey, this hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. You know, I want to get into the Bryce and Castellanos quotes from last night after the fight. We'll do that right after we talk to a stock downsman. That is OG Wade. You're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Better than you, I guess. Your stock's down. I don't know if you heard that.
OG.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man.
Yeah.
Look, you got this punk over here. First of all, if you're doing stock up, stock down, you don't get to do yourself. Well, pause on that one.
Yeah.
But you don't get to do that, Jackie baseball.
Well, it's I'm having a great start to football season.
Let me get on a serious note. I want to send the condolences out to Frankie Beverly's family and himself. He passed away yesterday. That's Jalen's number one guy.
Legend.
A lot of ours, OG. Yeah. Love Frankie Beverly,
that was
brother.
My guy, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it was my guy. But I want to say this here. I want to welcome Baldy onto the camp. You know what I mean? And I could be back tomorrow, so it's all good.
I'm there. I'm not going anywhere.
I know. The one thing I like about us, and when I say us, I mean me, Spike, not Jack, you, Ike, mm-hmm. and Baldy, is that we can get ruffled up, and man, them feathers roll right back on down.
Man,
like
yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, ain't no, we ain't talking about biting no fingers off and all that monkey stuff. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I do want to say this. It's like with that guy, that idiot, 10 from 7, I don't know how old he is or he think he is, you know, whatever. The stuff that y'all say, when you talking about Jalen and you critique and criticizing, at least make it like noticeable, like real. Like, I'll have, to be honest with you, when I seen AJ in that end zone waving his hands, I've never seen AJ do that. Everybody say AJ always waving it. No, he's not. No, he's not. So let's stop that. Right? Now,
okay.
The thing is, for all of the interceptions and turnovers that Jalen Hurts has since he's been Eagle or whatever, he is still winning his quarterback in the last 2 years in the NFL. Let me say this here, and I only want to say this though. We cannot over dramatize the turnovers. No, we don't want them. If you can turn the ball over and you have the ability to make up for your mistakes when you make them, because damn, we're going to make them. That's in itself called good quarterback play. Because your guy can actually pick up for himself. You want to talk about the impressive wins? Y'all said Cleveland, right? Dallas over Cleveland. When you did you know that Cleveland Browns was without Nick Chubb, their starting running back?
Yes.
You know they was without two. They're starting to like that's us being without Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson and Saquon Barkley. So you think we beat Dallas with that? No, you don't. So Dallas don't get no credit for beating Cleveland with a stiff at quarterback who's on his third damn sex charge. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And two tackles is out and a starting running back. But y'all want to credit, Dak Prescott.
No, we didn't. You're drowning, man. You're drowning.
Don't do it, Spike.
You're drowning,
don't
bro.
Do it.
You're drowning.
Spike, right now, because your damn stock is up right now. But tomorrow it's another story. Because you know this thing is fluent.
Can't you just for a minute, just say, hey, look, he put the ball in harm's way too many times on Friday. I love him. I think he's great. He can't do that again. Could you just say that?
Ike, I'm going to be honest with you, Ike. Didn't you hear me say that before?
Yes, I've heard you say that before. Yeah.
Since Friday?
Not since Friday.
Okay.
I said, but we have to look at the sometimes, man, outcome of games.
You know,
it matters.
Pro Football Focus had him as the 32nd ranked quarterback.
Here we go.
His QBR on Friday was 38.8.
And guess who Pro Football Focus is?
But what his QBR is 38.8.
He led the league
in turnover worthy plays.
Let me just explain this here, right?
Just say he didn't play good.
Hold on, with all that you just said about he's ranked this, he's ranked that.
Yep.
He won the game.
Saquon won the game.
What does the
do? Saquon won the game. AJ won the game. Let me ask you this. OG, last question. If you were to say here. Who are the four most the four players you give most credit for the win on Friday night? Who would those four players be in order?
Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley.
No, Jalen's not first. It's crazy. It's lunacy. He's a lunatic.
Well, he believes it.
We
had the lie detector test.
We got to bring it back. In fact, we got to have a polygraph on him every time he calls. So, we've been doing best debates.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, I would say there was a physical debate on the diamond with, So Philly's game is 4-4. Was it in the eighth that they broke it open? It was in the eighth,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yeah. Bottom of the eighth.
So 4-4, Cal Stevenson, huge hit. Shout out Joe from the Northeast. Was it 5-4 after or 6-4 after? I can't remember if two guys scored.
6-4.
But it ends
Buddy
up,
Kennedy, big hit.
Yep. But it ends up, Buddy Kennedy, shout out Buddy Kennedy. But the Buddy chants at Citizens Bank Park are amazing, by the way. But then, who's the Tampa pitcher?
It's like Ikeda or something?
Yeah. So he's obviously frustrated. He throws at Castellanos. Castellanos starts chirping back. Bryce, slowly works his way to the mound, obviously frustrated. Good teammate, being a leader.
There you go.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Accountability.
Yeah, a little bit of hold me back, but that's cool. You don't want to attack the guy from behind, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the quotes from Bryce and Castellanos after the game about what a loser this guy is was amazing. So what do you have Bryce first or Casty? Casty first.
I got into the box. I wasn't even swinging because I thought there was a chance that that could happen, and it happened. I think that he was just pissed off that his numbers got messed up.
Right. You don't have any beef with him, right?
No, yeah. Just other than like having a overwhelming sense that I was about to get drilled.
Uh-huh. You thought it might happen just based on the way the inning went against him to that point? Or?
I can't explain it, I know that he had relatively pretty good numbers going into that, and just watching him, I could see him getting frustrated, and I was digging in, I'm like, I'm going to take this pitch right here to see if he's around the plate. And it wasn't anywhere near the plate.
So what was that like when you see your teammates put on Bryce, like, come right?
No doubt, because I think that we all kind of got a sense of what it was, that he was just pissed off that, he got hit around and his ERA shot through the roof.
I love it. It's not even about the team. They just keep talking about that he ruined his numbers, yeah. Which I'm sure, by the way, the guy was.
We had a 0.75 ERA heading into the game.
Oh, and that was it, like 3.5
yeah,
or something?
It's definitely up.
Yeah. And then Bryce, they asked Bryce about it as well.
Yeah, I mean, he hit him on purpose. I mean, it's just, it's not the game that we play, man. It shouldn't be. I mean, guys throw too hard nowadays. You're getting mad because a guy, you know, hits a homer off here, you blow the lead. Walk the guy and come out of the game. I mean, what are you going to do? It's just the situation, the whole thing. Just really fired me up, really upset me. Just not something that you should accept as Major League Baseball.
So you're thinking like injury there, potential injury.
Guys throw too hard. I mean, I don't care where it's at. You know, we're in a race right now. We're doing our thing, trying to get into the postseason, and, you know, guy wants to drill him. I mean, it's just, it's not right.
I love it.
I agree with you.
Suspended 3 games, by the way.
He was suspended 3 games?
Mm-hmm. And Kevin Cash suspended tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I can't believe they suspended him. He hit him in the side. It's not like he threw his head.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what they did? It's smart by baseball because you know what that means. It means the Phillies are not going to throw it in tonight. I don't think they were going to
anyway.
They weren't
going to do it anyway, but still.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't lose Wheeler there early in the start.
No. They were like, you know what? This is over. I can't believe he got suspended 3 games.
Yeah.
And for a reliever, that's a thing. You know, now he's not a starter, so.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
I thought, in all seriousness, I thought, Bryce's reaction there, I thought was needed. It was needed. You know, because Cassie is standing at the plate, and I don't think Cassie is about to go out, you know, to charge the mound or anything. But to have Bryce there, you know, sort of at least let it be known that as one of the leaders of the team, that somebody has to speak up. He has the cachet to do it. And I'll give him credit also for not totally losing it and attacking the guy from behind because he was so upset and an all-out brawl starts. So now he's suspended 3 to 5 games if that happens. So I thought it was handled well, and it wouldn't look very good. He actually said that himself. He just said he didn't want to do. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't want to pull a loser move by
attacking him from behind.
Attacking him from behind. So I thought it was good by Bryce. I did. I mean, if we're gonna rip him, I think he deserves a little credit for that.
Now Bryce did not attack anyone from behind, but Shannon Sharpe, on the other hand.
How do we know that was from behind, man?
I couldn't see anything. You gotta tell me.
That hammer is real, for real.
Tell by the sound.
Let me just say this, man. I can't help it. You guys aren't going to leave it alone.
No.
Nope. That boy almost got a 10-incher. I'm just, all right, I'm out. Oh, man. Would you stop? You do know this is when everybody's listening in the car right now. They're on their way to the game. You know,
well, then you're getting a taste.
Yeah. Oh God. That's exactly what
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
Come on, man. Now you want to start doing me wrong?
Well.
All right. Okay. I'm out.
You sure?
Come on, Unc. You got to do better than this, man. Come on, man.
Well, we don't know how he did.
Man, well, he did a good job. It sounds like.
Yeah.
This is really.
All right, man. I don't want anything else to do with this.
Are we gonna? Do we have the fantasy football recap?
Yeah,
from
yeah. Buzz is ready to go. We'll ask his thoughts on Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah. So we had our first week of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. I did lose, but we'll get Buzz to give us a wrap up next. We will finish up with your calls. We will give away our Bite for the Fight tickets. We will get to the text line and. But that's a lot to get in like 8 minutes. And we'll get you ready for the final game of the Phillies-Rays series with leading off. That is all next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Unwound your butt cheeks.